yes indeedy, that's me. Now, I've been looking forward to this rather a lot. Coming up at the Brentwood Theatre on Saturday is the Searchers and Hollies experience, which brings to the stage the magical hits of these two legendary harmony bands. And joining me now in the studio are the FOD band, who will be performing all the hits on Saturday. Welcome, guys.
Hello. Hello, Bob.
Hello there. Good idea if I turn your microphones up. There you go, that's it. Now, first thing to say, of course, unfortunately, a couple of your band members couldn't make it today. Martin is unable to be with us. We wish you well, Martin. And at the last minute, Simon Rounds had to dash off to...
Unfortunately, yes, we're rather depleted, but we are here in force,
aren't we? Not to worry. We're still going to hear some of your great music. Now, I've met Simon before and Martin in their roles in another band, ELO Encounter, who put on a fantastic show at the Brentwood Theatre recently. It's good to see you again, Simon. Now, there's the one chap here that I don't know. Could you introduce yourself for me, please?
I'm Jeff Thomas. I'm the founder of the band.
Okay, Jeff. Thank you very much. We should say about Simon. What does Simon do in the band?
Simon Rounds, he does bass and vocals.
Okay, and I know Martin is the sort of lead guitarist.
He's lead guitarist, yeah.
That's right.
And you, Simon, you're the drummer, aren't you?
I am, for my sins.
Okay. Right, now we must talk about this band name of yours. Now, I know what it stands for, but Jeff, tell us what it stands for and how you came to choose the name, please.
Well, we've been going for... since 1983.
Right.
And originally we had a band name called Enigma.
Okay.
But then a band called Enigma went up the charts.
Okay.
And so we thought, well, you know, we'd change the name. And our original lead guitarist, Anthony Atkins, his friend was a guy called Keith, who did the videos for Elton John.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And so he said, you want a name that people don't forget and they get wrong, so you have to correct them.
Right.
So we went to the pub, which was probably not a good idea, and we came up with the name Fat Old Dad. We thought, nobody's ever going to want to have that name, are they? And, of course, nobody thinks about it, really. They just accept it now.
Right.
But when we go outside of East Anglia and... to do the theatre shows, we just call ourselves FOD, because
right,
it's only a little bit on the posters anyway, because okay, the rest is Searchers.
So really, although I can't sing a note and I can't play an instrument, I'm quite well qualified to join the band, really, because I'm a fat old dad. So.
Well, we're growing into it, you see.
A lot of people have said that.
I mean, you're not that old now. 30 years ago, you couldn't have been fat old dads, I'm
no,
sure.
No.
All right. Well, you said you've been together for a long while there, and I had a couple of emails this morning from people who got wind of the fact that you were on here today, and one of them was from John Mattock of Dukes, and the other one was from the man himself, Mike Clark,
yes,
who is Duke's sound engineer and claims to have played in your band for about 30 years. Is that
yeah,
right?
That's right. Actually, Mike was a founder with me.
Oh, really?
And we've had some great times over the years.
Yeah.
And he also, Brian, his friend in the Dukes.
Oh, yeah.
Has played lead guitar for us, standing in. So there's quite a connection there, and they're a fabulous band.
Oh, they're
Dukes.
Wonderful.
I mean, you
wonderful
know, if you get a chance to see them, go and see them.
Yeah, I've seen them several times. Yeah, absolutely great. Mm. Yeah.
And Mike decided to retire. He loves doing sound and things like
yeah
this. He used to do Radio Caroline road shows.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So that's his forte, really, that he really loves doing. So he retired from the band, and then Simon Rounds joined.
Okay, fantastic. So have you been performing Searchers and Hollies music all that time?
No, we started off as a 60s band, and we did a lot of 60s festivals at Butlins. We've been all over the country with them, really, and we developed a show called 60s Explosion, which we also take to the theatres now.
Okay.
And then 10 years ago, probably 15 years ago, a bit longer, I thought Searchers and Hollies. I've always been a Searchers fan.
Right.
And the Hollies, great harmonies. And we've appeared with the Searchers quite a lot of times. And also, the band has backed Tony Jackson, who was the original lead singer of the Searchers.
Yeah.
So we decided to put the show together about 3 years ago, really.
Oh, right, okay.
And yeah, it's been very successful.
Yeah.
We take it to to the theatres, and it's been great, really.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we ought to hear some of your music. We were hoping that you'd be able to perform live for us here in
yeah,
the studio.
Yeah, we were too.
But
yeah.
There's just the two of you today, so that's not going to happen.
Might be tricky.
But we've got some wonderful recorded tracks. I've listened to all of these. I think they're fabulous. I thought we'd start off with one from The Searchers. How about When You Walk in the Room? Let's give it a go.
Lovely.
Fantastic FOD band performing The Searchers' When You Walk in the Room. And the FOD band will be bringing their Searchers and Hollies experience to the Brentwood Theatre on Saturday. Now, I lived through the 60s and I remember the two bands having hits, but I was only a baby, of course, but it really surprised me when I looked into it that between the two bands, they had so many hits and they're sort of so well known. They're sort of icons of the era, aren't they? Sweets from a Sweet from The Searchers, Sugar and Spice, Needles and Pins, Don't Throw Your Love Away, When You Walk in the Room, and the Hollies, Bus Stop, Carrie Anne, Stop, 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 Look Through Any Window. One of my favourites, Long Call Woman in a Black Dress.
That
was early 70s, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And of course, the classic He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother. What happens when you sing that song? I bet you get an audience reaction to that, don't you?
Oh, yes. It's one of the favourites, and it's been number one 3 times.
Over the years.
And the Hollies are probably the most successful singles band ever.
Yeah.
Because they've had single hits in every generation.
That's right.
In every decade, I mean.
Yeah.
So, they're marvellous songs.
Of course, the other one, they get a good reaction for is the air that I breathe as well. That's another fantastic song.
Also number one 3 times.
Also number one, yeah.
Amazing. So, who's the best band? Who'd win in a fight, the Searchers or the Hollies?
I don't think you can say it. They're totally different in a way. The Hollies, the first time I saw them, first time I was aware of them, they had a single before, was with Stay.
Right.
And I was already a Searchers fan. And I saw them and I thought, oh, there's so much power and energy in that song and the way they sing it. And of course, their harmonies are fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
And both bands have led to other bands copying the way they do things.
Right, yeah.
The Byrds are reputed to have copied the Searchers.
Sure, yeah.
So
yeah. You can see it, can't you? The harmonies and everything. Yeah, yeah, fantastic. What about your audiences then? So what sort of age range are your audience generally, and how do they react? Do you get sort of singing and dancing in the aisles and all that?
We do.
Yeah.
Mostly middle-aged, I suppose, aren't they?
Yeah.
Do you think the audience?
Yeah, similar to us.
Similar to us, yes. But you do get some youngsters as well, and on the other side of the coin, you do get the older generation as well, who, you know, who will come in there in their wheelchairs, and they love it, you know, and they'll be moving around and singing along to all the songs, and it's great. It's all part of the show, isn't it?
Great.
Making sure the audience enjoy it.
Fantastic.
And we do, we don't just play, you know, the music. We try to interact with the audience.
Yeah.
And Jeff is very good at doing that.
Okay.
He's an excellent front man. He has that natural sort of ability for people to like him. I don't know why, but they do.
the check's in the post.
Thank you, Simon. Yeah, thanks, Jeff. And we try to, you know, bring that across.
Yeah.
And people like that.
Yeah.
You know, I think they like it when a band's got a bit of a sense of humour.
That's
we
right.
don't just play one song after the other. That was, this is, you
That's
know.
Right.
We try to engage the audience and put the whole package together, really.
Yeah. What about the show itself? How does it work? Is it a mix of the two band song throughout, or do you sort of do a band in each half? Or
We took a decision at the beginning to... more or less, it doesn't always flow like that, but
right.
it's normally Searchers, Hollies, Searchers, Hollies.
Right.
There's also some sort of real cabaret bits where I play a keyboard guitar in one of the songs, which is actually one of the most requested songs in the Searchers show.
Okay.
It was on their Hungry Hearts album called Somebody Told Me You Were Crying. It was never a hit, but it is... It's a beautiful
song,
wonderful, meaningful words. And then Martin, being as experienced as he is, he plays banjo and Stop, Stop, Stop. So there's these little bits. And also he sings and plays Long Call Woman.
Yeah, okay. He does that.
You know,
right, yeah,
which,
yeah.
And that's not an easy thing to do, to sing and play that.
No.
You know,
it wouldn't be easy for me. I wouldn't have a clue. Lovely. Okay. So, you know, this music still sounds fresh. What is it about the music of the Searchers and Hollies that makes it endure, do you think?
I remember at the time these numbers came out, they were written by... A lot of them, was it Graham Goldman?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were instant pop hits.
Yeah.
Brilliantly done. The words were good. The arrangements were good, which obviously you've got to say is good to the people who are doing the arrangements in the studio.
Yeah.
But a song is a good song, whatever it is, and the arrangement. I've just worked with Tony Burrows, who was in the Ivy League, the lead singer. And we did Funny How Love Can Be at Felixstowe Theatre, the Spa Theatre. And obviously, they were very, very high notes. But he done a fantastic arrangement, and the song still stood up.
Yeah.
And that's the difference. And these songs are the same.
Yeah.
If you change them, ballad them a bit or whatever, they still are good songs.
Yeah, fantastic.
And some of the production on the Holly stuff was actually quite groundbreaking, wasn't it?
Yeah.
In its day.
Yes.
If you listen to it, especially on a pair of headphones,
right.
to the Holly's material, there's all sorts of things going on, you know, which you wouldn't perhaps normally pick up when you listen to it just in the radio.
Sure, yeah.
But some of it was quite groundbreaking stuff indeed.
All right. Well, we're not going to listen to the Hollies now. We're going to listen to the Fat Old Dad's band. But a Hollies number, this one, Look Through Any Window.
Through.
fabulous. The FOD band and their version of the Hollies, Look Through Any Window. Well, it's been great to talk to you today. You're going to be at the Brentwood Theatre this Saturday, 9th of September at 8 p.m. It's a two-hour show where you'll be playing about 30 of these two great bands' hits. Tell us a little bit more about the show. You've got a big screen and everything, haven't you, I think?
We have a screen behind us with a bit of back projection, basically showing images from the band's era, different singles, covers, album covers, that sort of thing. Just gives a bit of a flavour to the night, and something, you know, for the audience to look at while they're listening to the music.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, it's a lovely intimate theatre. I don't know if you've played there before as the Searchers and the Hollies experience, have you?
No, first time.
It's a nice theatre, that is. Where can people get tickets for the show?
From the theatre.
Here we go. I'll let Simon read this out.
Even,
okay.
I knew I should have brought my glasses.
Oh, never mind. You want me to do it? I'll do it.
Here we are. The phone number is 01277 200305.
Yep.
And the web address for the theatre is www.brentwood-theatre.co.uk.
Very well read. You should do this job.
I do. Oh, do you? I do work in radio.
Oh, really? Oh, good man.
And if anyone wants to look on our website, it's www.fatolddad.com.
Right, OK. And are you on Facebook and Twitter and all that? Yeah,
we're on Facebook, yes. Searchers and Hollies. You can find us there.
OK, excellent. Well, absolutely fantastic to talk to you guys. I'm sure it's going to be a brilliant show on Saturday night. Simon, you can tell me a bit more about your radio off-air, because I'll be interested to hear that. It's obviously a competitor, so...
Yeah. In the nicest way.
Yes, that's right.
Can we just say good afternoon to Martin, because I know he's listening this afternoon at home with his good lady, Jean. So hello to the both of you. And, of course, we wish Martin a speedy recovery.
Absolutely.
And we can't wait to have him back with us on Saturday.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
you'll prop him up somehow on the stage, won't you?
We will. Yes, we will.
He's determined to be there, so I'm sure it'll be great.
It'll be absolutely fine. Okay, well, we're going to finish up with one more of your songs, and we're back to the Searchers again, and a really fantastic, accurate version of this song. I think it's Sweets for My Sweets. Oh. Thank you so much for coming in, and been a great pleasure. If anybody missed any of that, or you'd like to listen again, it'll all be up on the Phoenix FM website later on today. So here we go.
Thank you, Bob.
Dad's band.
Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome.
Cheers.
And Sweets for My Sweet. Sweets for My Sweet.